Daniel was one of the young people who was taken away from Judah into Babylon after the Babylonians came and attacked Jerusalem and had burnt the temple, and the people of Judah had to go into Babylon 70 years exile. So Daniel, as a young person, was taken away from his family into Babylon. And he was a handsome, bright young man, quick to learn. And so the Babylonians decided to keep him in the area around the king's court and to teach him the wisdom and the language of the Babylonians. The king allowed them only a daily provision of the king's own food and of the wine which he drank, so at the end of 3 years they might stand before him as members of his family. It was Daniel, and he had three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But they were given Babylonian names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar, Hananiah was called Shadrach, Mishael was called Meshach, and Azariah was called Abednego. Now, they were good friends, and you'll find that you just need a few good friends who are also believers. Daniel decided in his heart that he would not make himself unclean by eating the king's meat, nor by drinking the wine which the king drank. So he said, "Please, can I not be given that meat and that wine?" Because for the Jews, under the law of Moses, they could only eat some kinds of meat and not eat unclean meat. And also he knew that the wine they were being asked to drink was involved with idol worship, and he just didn't want anything to do with it. Now, the master of the household was very fond of Daniel, and he said to Daniel, "Look, I want to help you, but I'm frightened of the king. He's given orders for your food and drink. If you come and appear before him looking pale and worse than the other children, then he might cut my head off." Then Daniel said to Melzar, who was the master of the household, "Well, test us, please, for 10 days. May we only be given, please, peas and beans to eat instead of the king's meat, and water to drink instead of the king's wine. Then after 10 days, you have a look at our faces and compare our faces with the faces of the other children, and then deal with your servants as you think best." Now, the other young Jewish boys, they ate the unclean meat. They didn't mind drinking what had been offered to idols. And it's really difficult when there's other young people who are believers, or say they're believers, who aren't acting as they should. So Daniel was all the more to be commended because he stood up for what was right, him and his three friends, even when the other Jews weren't doing so. Well, the test was carried out, and after 10 days, their faces appeared more rosy and healthy than those of the other children who had eaten the king's meat. So Melzar didn't give them the king's meat nor the wine that they were supposed to drink. He just gave them peas and beans. And these four children were blessed by God with knowledge and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding of dreams. So after the 3 years, they were brought in before the king, and the king talked with them all. And he found that Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were 10 times better than all the other magicians and astrologers that were in his kingdom.